the bi-weekly conference call for the Paramount investigation update. We'll begin with introductions on our end.
Hi, Jill Wynott, the Chief Operating Officer here at South Coast.
Derek Alatorre, Public Affairs.
Scott Queso, Compliance.
Amir Desbach, Engineering and Permitting.
Susan Nakamura, Planning and Rules.
Andrea Polidori, Atmospheric Measurements.
And Kurt Weiss, the General Counsel.
Sam?
Sam Atwood, Media Officer.
Fabian?
Fabian West in Public Affairs.
All right, thank you very much. Our Executive Officer, Wayne Nastri, is listening in. We're going to start off with monitoring, and that'll be Dr. Polidori.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. So I'll give you a quick update on what happened in the past couple of weeks. In terms of sites, we basically moved one of our sampler from site number 17 to Lincoln Elementary, which is now called, you know, site number 25. We also moved one of the Chrome 6 samplers from site 18 to site 23, so that now we have a Chrome 6 and multi-metal sampling at that site. And in terms of new sites, we added the sites at upwind of Press Forge, which is now called site number 26. And this particular location is at the corner of Illinois and Jackson. And the first sample there was collected on February the 21st. So in terms of all of the street and school sites, we have results available up until February the 21st. Also for aircraft, on February the 15th, the Chrome 6 concentration that we measured the site 8 was 0.45 nanogram per cubic meter. And at that point, the three sample average was still above 1 nanogram per cubic meter. And therefore, aircraft was still in curtailment. On February the 18th, the concentration measured near that facility at site 8 was 0.36 nanograms per cubic meter. At that point, we reviewed the data for curtailment status, and the curtailment was lifted on February the 21st. The last data that we have available on the web, so the two sites, number 8 and number 7 near aircraft, there we recorded 0.91 nanogram per cubic meter at site 8 and 1 nanogram per cubic meter at site 7. This is also on February the 21st. In terms of the three sampling sites that are the closest to Anaplex, sites 13, 14, and 15, the corresponding concentration of Chrome 6 there were 0.31, 0.50, and 0.62 nanogram per cubic meter, respectively. Also, on February the 21st, the highest values that we recorded, also in terms of Chrome 6, was 2.16 nanograms per cubic meter, also at, and this was recorded at site number 19, which is in the parking lot of the Promise Hospital. And so we'll add additional monitoring resources in that area to investigate why we recorded such high Chrome 6 concentration there. So in terms of school sites, we did not collect any samples on the 18th at the school sites because of the rain. February school sites data from February 15th through the 21st range between 0.1 and 0.48 nanograms per cubic meter. And at the Lincoln Elementary School, which is site number 25, on the 18th, we recorded a concentration of 0.19 nanograms per cubic meter, and the concentration was slightly higher at that location or on February the 21st with 0.69 nanograms per cubic meters. The results from samples collected on the 24th and on the 27th will be reported on our website this week. And the next sampling day will be on March the 2nd. And also, you know, last but not least, the staff participated in the air quality working subcommittee last Thursday night to answer questions that the committee had about our air monitoring activities in Paramount. And this concludes my update.
Thank you very much, Dr. Polidori. Next, we'll have an update from Kurt Weiss from our our general counsel's office.
Okay. First, both facilities are currently operating, having not triggered the one nanogram standard over the relevant averaging period. There is a new legal proceeding. Aircraft has filed an appeal and before the AQMD hearing board, challenging a recent determination by the district that they had exceeded the one nanogram standard as averaged over, as determined over the relevant averaging period. They are challenging the district's factual determination that one nanogram standard was triggered. They've also filed a writ proceeding in Superior Court.
Thank you very much, Mr. Weiss. Next, we'll have an update from compliance. That'll be Mr. Scott Queso.
Good evening. The district received multiple complaints last Thursday and Friday regarding odors and related to Carlton Forge. So far, none of these, no notices of violation have been issued, and the situation is currently under review.
Thank you very much, Scott. Next update will be from Amir. Amir will give an update on our permitting section.
Good evening. Since our last report, engineering staff have revisited Anoplex, Aerocraft, and Carlton Forge. We have also shared with Anoplex our calculation methodology to correctly quantify emissions in order to prioritize emission sources and subsequent installation of control equipment as required by AQMD Rule 1402. We have also been notified by Carlton Forge that they have installed a portable odor control device in order to address the odor issues at that site. We are going to work closely with Carlton Forge to make sure the odor control device is working properly. This concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Amir. Next, we'll have Susan Nakamura give an update on planning or rules.
So, proposed Rule 1430 is scheduled to go in front of our governing board on Friday. The meeting starts at, the hearing starts at 9 a.m. If you're interested in looking at any of the documents, the proposed rule, staff report, board letter, socioeconomic analysis or environmental analysis, it's available on our website under the board meeting for March 3rd.
Thank you very much, Susan. Next, we'll get an update from media. That'll be Sam Atwood.
Thank you, Derek. We had one media inquiry this week from the Paramount Journal. And in addition, we have assisted the City of Paramount with preparing information on the AQMD complaint procedure for the city's website. And that's our update for this week.
Thank you very much, Sam. There's no updates for community affairs, so at this time we will go ahead and start taking questions. If you would like to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, that's publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We'll be waiting for questions. We got our first question. Question is from Thorsten Kirshner. What exact action items at Aerocraft under regulations of SCAQMD are set in place to reduce emissions of hexavalent chromium. Is there a timeline till when this action items will be fulfilled? Who wants to take that?
Yeah, so this is Kurt Weiss, General Counsel. Aerocraft is currently operating under an order for abatement that was entered by the SCAQMD Hearing Board. The order for abatement is grounded in the district's nuisance regulation that mirrors a provision in state law, a nuisance provision in the California Health and Safety Code. The primary provision of the order for abatement that causes a reduction in emissions of hexavalent chrome is a provision in the order that requires Aerocraft that requires their monitored emissions not to exceed 1 nanogram per cubic meter of air averaged over 3 samples, and those samples are taken every 3 days. The timeline on the order for abatement is continuing until Aerocraft is able to operate consistently below the 1 nanogram standard.
And Susan, did you want to add anything?
So this is Susan Nakamura. We have Rule 1402, which implements our AB 2588 hotspots program. And Aerocraft has been asked has been identified as what we refer to as a potentially high-risk facility. And what that does is it puts them on a quicker time schedule and requires them to do inventory, health risk assessment, and risk reduction plan. In addition, they'll have to do early risk reduction. They've already started to implement some measures. We visited the facility about a week and a half ago, and they put in a temporary bag house. They've made a permanent total enclosure for 2 parts of their buildings, and so they're moving forward in terms of trying to abate the hexavalent chrome and to comply with Rule 1402.
Thank you very much, Susan. We're waiting for emails. Again, if you'd like to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, we got a question from Lisa Lappin. Let's see here. Is Aerocraft challenging the order for abatement that they agreed to not to exceed 1 nanogram per cubic meter, or are they challenging the correctness of your analysis? I was unclear about whether you said Aerocraft or Anaplex were back in full operation. Did I understand that the latest average at both was below 1.0? Just clarifying. How many notices of violation has Carlton Forge received since December 2016 for a public nuisance? Why don't we break this up into questions?
The first 2 questions, are they challenging the order for abatement in its entirety, or are they challenging the correctness of the district's analysis? It's the latter. They're challenging the readings that we got from a particular monitor.
And was AeroCraft or Anaplex?
This was AeroCraft.
All right. And did I understand that the latest average at both was below 1.0?
Correct. Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you. And that was correct. How many notices of violation has Carlton Forge received since December 2016 for a public nuisance?
They've received 8 total.
They've received 8 total so far, is what Scott is saying. And that answers the questions for Lisa Lappin.
Yeah, the question, are they back in full operation? Yes, they are back in full operation.
Again, if you want to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, got another question from Lisa Lappin. And let's see here. Is AeroCraft suing AQMD? What are they seeking in their lawsuit? I'll let Mr. Weiss answer that question.
So we haven't been served with a lawsuit yet, so we haven't seen it. We have the appeal filed with the hearing board, and I think what they're fundamentally looking for is a determination that our monitoring was not accurate.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Okay, got a question from Wabina. Let's see here. So thank you for all that you're doing. Can you please provide an update on the 80-plus facilities that were identified? Please correct me if I misrepresented anything in the following of the 80-plus facilities provided in Paramount provided to AQMD by the city. One, some of the facilities were known by AQMD and were permitted. That's the first question. So, Scott, you want to handle that one? This one here?
That's correct.
Yes, Scott says that is correct. Okay, number two, some facilities removed equipment that would require permitting.
That is also correct.
That is also correct, Scott says. Scott has a slight cold, so you may not be able to hear him very well. Third question, additional facilities, others are in the process of receiving permits.
They have filed applications.
Okay, you want to just say a little louder?
Yes, okay, this is Amir Dezbach. Some of these facilities that are having equipment that require a permit with us have filed their applications with us.
Thank you very much. Other facilities have yet to respond to staff at facilities. How many of these facility operations remain unknown?
This is Jill. We may have to research that question and get back to you. We don't have that at our fingertips. But I know staff has been following up with all of the facilities that had the notices to comply, and much of those were to get us the information we needed to determine if they needed a permit. So Rubina, if you don't mind, we will get back to you tomorrow and get you a more specific answer to number four. I think that's sort of a moving target. The number's been getting smaller and smaller every week, and I'm sorry, we just don't have that information available.
Thank you. Okay, again, if you have questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, we're going to wait about one more minute. Okay, Lisa, you have a question. Lisa Lappin. Question is, I understood from Sherry Schneider as of January 31 call that there were 109 companies in Paramount working with metal. Has that number of companies changed? Were there any companies that should have had permits, but AQMD was unaware that they were in operation?
Lisa, this is Scott. I'm going to have to check on that, and I can get back with you tomorrow.
And then what about the second part?
Is that Amir?
Okay, and I do recall from some of, this is Jill, I do recall from some of the other discussions that we've had that there were some companies that needed to have permits with AQMD, but they were not necessarily related to chrome plating. There were engines and, you know, spray booths and other pieces of equipment. And then Scott can follow up and get you some more specifics on the numbers tomorrow.
Wait about another minute. Okay, that's it. We didn't get no more other emails. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks. Thank you very much.